You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Tuesday for you. Not horrible. It's still cold. But a mild breeze. And I stood out there. And suffered through the elements of the wind and the whatever, just for you people. By trying to peer towards the top of City Hall. Because that's the only... No, not City Hall. No. What is it? County Courthouse.
Yep.
That's the only legitimate flag in this area.
Because it's high. It's not blocked by anything. Because this down here, the Schreiber one, it can... The Northland can throw off the wind if it's coming from the east.
I tell people, downtown Green Bay is the only place on like a walking route where every, no matter where you turn, the wind is in your face. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, because I walk here, yeah.
No matter where you turn, the wind is in your face.
I thought the wind was at my back.
I know.
You turn around, it's like,
it's
wait,
the craziest thing down happened? Here.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's not warm. It's 24 in Green Bay, 25 in Appleton, 23 in Oshkosh. It's supposed to get to 42 today, partly cloudy, which is fine.
We'll awesome.
Kind of take that. But I was thinking, walking around downtown here yesterday, it's like, come on, man.
Because it was...
Yeah, I'm tired of being cold.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think this is... Today's going to be a good day tomorrow. Then this weekend doesn't look great again, like Brittany said.
Hey, but, so our favorite gas station. I go there yesterday. I go to a different... And it wouldn't work. And I had to go inside. Hey, your pump's over. I'm not going to impersonate anybody. Just say,
anybody who's been there wouldn't be offended.
Which one? I go, the one where the car is.
Right.
There's no other car.
And I'm the only car here. You
know, which one? I go, that one. Oh, yeah, it's working. I go, okay, well, it's
not.
It's not working. Yeah, you have to push the button. Oh, yep. Oh, I didn't know you had to push the. And then he's, oh, wait a minute. And then he flicked something and it worked.
Okay.
It's our favorite gas station. And it's the lowest prices.
It is.
But some of the pipes are, and again, maybe it's.
And it's 24
beyond.
Hours.
It's 24 hours.
Which is.
And it's
us,
the cheapest gas around.
Because if you go to work at 5:15, 5:30, it's nice that it's open. And those, and you can look at the weather, you can look at the news. Those are the nicest pumps
in
Green Bay.
Not when they work. when you have to go inside and they say, no, it's working. Well, it's not.
They're
which,
relatively
which pump?
New,
the one where the car is.
Was he on the phone?
Yeah, the earbuds.
Yeah. Always.
Did
always
I tell you
phone.
About that?
He's always on the phone.
They lost my earbuds. Did I tell you that story?
No, I
Todd. Did I tell you that story?
You charged them.
You didn't. But I just have to tell you, we're in like 3 minutes, and this is Grumpy Old Men 2 or whatever that movie was.
I'm not
Holy
even grumpy
crap.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
No.
Well, I'm a little bit grumpy over one thing that he said early before we went on the air.
Okay.
What? Something that he disputed.
Oh yeah.
I don't even remember.
No matter what I say.
Your health assessment?
No,
the Bible. Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh. No, that's, yeah, we're discussing the Bible this morning, which I think that's good. Like, if my mom's listening, she would be very pleased with that.
She wouldn't be happy with you.
But she was, John was laying claim to John the Baptist as a relative, and I'm like, no.
It's true. Okay, I'm related to John the Baptist. Who do you think I'm named after?
Yeah.
My Uncle Baptiste, we called him.
Baptiste. Oh my God. That's kind of funny, but Baptiste
it's true.
Is Italian.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Well, he wasn't Italian, he's Portuguese.
No, Baptiste is Baptiste? Baptiste is Italian.
I'm just saying. So he's part Portuguese, part Italian. A guy.
How did he die, John?
Huh?
How did he die?
Not well. Not well. We don't like to talk about it. It's a true story.
I
well, who would make up that they're related to John the Baptist?
John Mino.
John Mino, right? That's why, like.
It's a true story. A guy sent me this years ago when the internet first started. He sent me this big thing.
Oh, he got it off the internet. Well, then, you know, it's true. Okay.
No, but he was a researcher. He researched these things.
Yeah.
Why would I make it up that I'm related to John the Baptist?
You know who would know is Dom. Dom at some point, we'll have to get Dom
in. Get Dom.
Yeah. Or, yeah, okay.
You know what you could do with Dom? You know what I do with quarterbacks?
Yeah.
You could do that with Dom. Patron saint of...
Really?
Red wine. Oh, that was Saint Sebastian.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Does he know that?
Yeah.
My mom knows a lot of those. I mean, everybody knows St. Anthony, St. Francis.
We could,
but, I mean,
we should do a contest. Stump Dom.
That would be a good one. I would like to play that with him because yeah. I know some.
That sounds like a great game at a party.
Party game. Name that saint.
Look at the time. Oh, honey, the kids didn't look well when we left. We better go home and check on them.
Oh, yeah. Hey, oh, my goodness. It's 8:30.
Oh, man.
We got to go.
You need to take your medicine. We left it at home.
Got to get up tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe that wouldn't be the life of the party.
Give it a shot, though.
All right.
Today is National Medal of Honor Day.
Yes.
One of the cool things you and I were both part of was the National Medal of Honor, I want to say ceremony, National Medal of Honor convention here in Green Bay.
That was a big, big deal for Green Bay.
That was a huge deal.
Yep.
That was a really huge deal. Mm-hmm. You know, I know we talked about what a great movie, We Were Soldiers Once, with Mel Gibson and my favorite actor in the history of the world. The guy that if there is such a thing as reincarnation, I'm coming back as him. Beef. So what's for dinner? Oh my gosh! Just he's the greatest. I just want his voice.
Yeah,
Todd.
Yeah,
Todd. I want his voice.
Okay,
I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna be him all day. I'm gonna talk him.
Great.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, this is a big. It's a big day. I Todd, you gotta come in here during the break. But I brought my book in from the convention that we had here.
It's a cool big book.
It's
Medal
great
of
book.
Honor book.
It's got all the recipients.
Still the Medal of Honor recipients.
Yeah.
It's great. Seth, I mean, it's funny, you know, when you look back at this now, like you watch a movie, like we were so, and two of the guys, well, the guy that, who's the actor, played Snake in the movie, the helicopter pilot. He's been in a million things. He was in You Got Mail, played Meg Ryan's boyfriend in that, who then hooked up with Tom Hanks' girlfriend, and then she hooked up with Tom Hanks. You know who I mean.
I don't have any idea, but
yeah, you do. Everybody knows him.
Greg Kinnear?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So he played
even that's a reach.
That's
even
a
for
reach.
Me.
Greg Kinnear. God, I just how could I not?
Everybody knows Greg Kinnear.
On the tip of my tongue, Greg Kinnear.
Everybody knows who he is. Once you say the name, say, oh yeah, he was in
absolutely
yada yada.
He's Tom Hanks.
He's great. He was in
right up to a Tom Hanks.
So and so.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what movie he was in? He was great in. And then you could just name the movies.
Yep.
But anyway, so I was sitting there having a beer with him at Oneida Golf Club. Okay?
With who? Greg Kinnear?
The guy that Greg Kinnear played in the movie.
All right, all right.
Oh, gotcha.
Jeez, stay with
you
me,
you gotta
Jim.
Admit, that was... okay.
We're
both looking at you.
All right.
I'm weaving, yeah.
I'm weaving here. Wow. No one else can weave like me.
Except... Yeah, all right.
So anyway, so I'm sitting there, and we're just talking, and I say, hey, Drew... Okay, you ever say something? I've done this. I have such a horrific knack for saying like dumb things.
There's just no argument on this side or on that side.
So anyway, at least we agree on something.
Yeah.
I go, did you ever see the movie We're Soldiers? He goes,
he was,
and I go, oh my god, the helicopter pilot.
It was about him.
Yeah.
Okay, that's.
Did you not know it when you asked him? Oh, wow.
Oh,
well, you got 50 guys or more, right? You don't know who you're sitting with.
Sure.
Having a beer after. I mean.
Okay, wow. And it was about him.
And it was him.
You know what?
He goes, the helicopter pilot? Oh, yeah. He goes, yeah, that wasn't a very good day. I said, do you know that story? He goes,
John.
I was the pilot. I was the technical advisor.
Didn't they tell you who you were sitting with?
Well, it was afterwards. We're having drinks afterwards.
Okay, because there's bios on all those guys.
Absolutely.
And who I sat with, I did a little, not a lot of research, but a little bit.
Okay, I got the book that night, Jim, and it wasn't a great night for me because I told you what I did that haunts me to this day.
What, you paid?
It's not that bad.
That was an expensive gig, though.
It was.
Anyway, yeah.
I gave... each one of them an autographed copy of my book, Frontlines.
Oh.
And sincerely signed every one to them. And every single one, I misspelt the word gratitude.
That's really? Right. I remember that.
Well, that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
That's wow.
From your seat, it's funny.
Yeah. Huh. So they all got a book.
All got a book.
That's nice. Did you personalize it?
Yep.
Wow.
Well, yeah, you put the word gratitude.
We misspelled the word gratitude in every
just
book.
Just for you. Just for you.
Every Medal of Honor recipient that's has our, a book that's, on their shelf.
That's
from me. Misspelled.
This guy didn't even know that movie was about
the hell,
me.
No, who the hell did that's, I never going to Green Bay again.
That one, it's misspelled. I did it on purpose. I just want to have that special connection with you.
Oh, it's special, all right. Yeah. Wonder how many were left in the hotel room
or something. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're left behind? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Got a text here. Hey, Mayor, lucky you weren't on a cruise ship in these waters. Cruise ship armed with water cannons as it sails through area known for pirates.
You know what? That is interesting because you think pirate thing is over.
Yeah.
That's still alive and well.
Really?
It is. They
Why
talk
aren't
about,
they allowed to just blow those things out of the water?
And I could see you being a pirate. There's your new job, Milo.
I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to say anything. But once, I think I got a relative that was a pirate. And this is no lie. You can look this up.
We talked about that. And she,
but he had to give it up because he couldn't swim.
Long John Silver, is that who you're related to?
Yeah, possibly.
Could you see that, though, in the middle of the night? Just very quietly get up. And all you really got to do is take over for the captain.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's the guy that runs. There is somebody in charge of everything, and that's the guy sitting up. And then you just rob everybody, and, you know, I don't know.
Well, they take the ship back to port. They don't care about the people. They'll throw them overboard. They just take it back to port for the oil in Somalia.
I'm talking about a passenger ship.
Oh!
Wouldn't they just,
yeah, I guess, huh?
They just take the jewelry and money. And,
yeah.
Like a stagecoach robbery in the old days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, was there anything more worst job? What would be like the worst job you'd ever want? Okay, I had the worst job ever, and that's why I filed that grievance when I was in the mine. I told you that.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. But anyway, worst job, dumbest
it's
job.
It's dark down here.
Huh? No, the dumbest job. Okay. The shotgun, the guy that rides shotgun in a stagecoach. What are you going to do? You got a shotgun, so you got two shots, maybe, double barrel shotgun. You got 14 bandits. Up on the hills.
I know.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Tell me one time the stagecoach guy, and that's where the term riding shotgun came from.
Right.
What's he going to do?
Right. Yeah, I agree, because if
unless
if
you it's more got a, than... Unless you got a couple of shotguns there, you got one in your hand, maybe a couple, you know.
Or two people.
No. You got 16 banditos
but no, if you
on
don't,
the rocks.
I'm saying if there was like two of them.
I could have robbed stagecoaches. Like, you can't even believe. I'm serious.
Yo, that is
I got an uncle that used to rob stagecoaches.
Yeah.
Okay. John the Baptist.
Yeah. There weren't a lot of stagecoaches in Italy, so it wasn't a great career. Okay. He was a pirate on the side. Just saying. We're going to set our break. We got a lot of great
Good
guests
idea.
Today. Back at this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is good music.
All right, this was the old John I love.
Oh, my God. Did you see him?
Mid-70s, early mid-70s. No.
He
78 today. It's his birthday.
Oh, really?
Yep. Really?
Yeah.
Man, I got to give him credit because he has been who he is from day one.
Yep.
I mean, Crocodile Rock had to be 72.
Well, he wasn't really who he was from day one because remember he got married and stuff. And
well, yeah,
then,
no, but I mean,
he came out and then he was like, awesome.
No, but he's never made like his music. You know, it was pop. It was, you know, whatever. And he's just, this is what I'm going to do.
He's been Elton John. You hear any snippet,
exactly.
It's like, that's Elton John.
Almost like Neil Diamond. He's Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
You know, versus some of these people at one point that he's, oh, I'm going to change now. I'm not that guy anymore. He's been who he is. Phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
Speaking of Neil Diamond, I got the credit card, security. You know how they ask us your mother's maiden name and stuff like that? One of the security questions was your first concert.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I put Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond was my first concert.
Mine was America.
That's not bad.
It's pretty boring. Been through the desert on the horse.
Two notes in that whole song.
And it's like, this is what concerts are all about?
Boy, this is fun.
Not so good.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, I shouldn't say that. I kind of went to Tanya Tucker at the UP County Fair.
That's good.
In 71-ish, yeah, two-ish. Right. She was like 15 years old. And she wasn't even like the headliner. She was like part of, I don't know, Johnny Paycheck and
right.
some others.
Those are fun, though. Those county fair. That was a county fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are fun. We had that.
Which was in the same place as the Demolition Derby right. and the Tractor Pull. And
that guy that, I, that guy saying that, he was... pretty lit up. But yes, I saw.
Who's that?
Yeah. That one?
Frito Bandito thing? He, that
yeah.
guy,
who's the guy?
Who was it? He died.
Is this at the Carlton?
No. This is at the Shawnee County Fair.
Oh.
Or the Manitowoc County Fair. Not Shawnee, Manitowoc. I'll find
Shawnee
it.
County Fair used to get big. That, I remember
that's
that
right.
George Thorogood when yeah. he was big.
That's right.
I mean,
Shawnee had bigger ones.
They had yeah. big acts.
Yeah. Anyway.
Murphy. I remember Murphy always telling me, him and Cutter. Remember Cutter?
Oh, yeah.
Who worked at the station. You know, you guys taught. It's almost like a fraternity. You all start in like Two Rivers and then so-and-so. And then, you know what I mean? It's all the it's almost like a major league ball player where,
oh, yeah.
Oh, I played in Appleton and Eau Claire right. and Des Moines. You know, y'all paid your dues. Them sit in the front row for Air Supply. So you had 100 teenage girls screaming, and then Murphy and Cutter sitting in the front row at Air Supply. But it's like, you know, they're, oh, I'm a big radio jock here in Two Rivers. I'm front row.
So, Todd, if that was the security question for you, which would it be? Like your first concert?
REO Speedwagon.
Oh,
we talked about that. It was yeah. at the Brown
yes,
County
that's
Arena.
That's right. Okay, yep. We did.
Skipped out of school and everything.
Yeah.
I told you my little story about them,
now,
right?
They didn't really stay consistent, though, like an Elton John.
Are I you? Think they did.
Yeah,
I
mean, they kind of went into that.
I was
little...
never into that music, to be honest with you.
But Riding the Storm out, and then they went to...
Can't Fight This Feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Elton John did that, too, right? He had Saturday Night, is yeah. All Right for Fighting, and then he did Tiny Dancer. And you
yeah,
know,
maybe.
He,
okay.
You know, I think he walked that line pretty well.
Yeah, I... Okay. But, I mean, I like... Well, Ario's
yeah.
like that.
He didn't do Tiny Dancer.
Yes, he
yeah,
did.
He did.
Tina Turner. I'm your tiny
no,
dancer.
That's Private
a dancer.
Dancer
for money.
She's talking about oh! being a stripper.
Yes.
And he was talking about, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. That's...
Yes. You're I would correct. Love to hear yeah. Elton John singing Private Dancer.
Yeah. Probably could.
I'm your private dancer. A dancer for money.
Yeah.
I'll be what you want me to be. If I never sing Tina Turner on this show again, that's probably a good thing. Yeah,
probably.
I got to tell you something. You want to know, when I drive to Manitowoc, I get to Maribel exit.
Yep.
And you know what I put on my, in my, because you know what I love? I got that thing.
You pop in the cassette?
Well, close. It's just saying it's the modern version. Where on your phone, you YouTube and put it yeah. and it comes yeah. through your speakers.
Yeah, it's
which
magic.
Is so awesome.
Oh, I don't right. even know how to do that.
You know that? Yes. It's so awesome.
That's
okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
I wish the videos would come up. So
great idea when you're driving.
Sorry. Yeah. So well, then I don't text. They don't help me keep me from texting. So, you know a song I play that takes me all the way from there right to Manitowoc? One of my all-time favorite live performances of any song.
Roll It on a River.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long. Broadway. What is that? 11, that's gonna be what 9 minutes or something.
I think it's 21 minutes.
No.
The live version. She does it at a concert.
Wow.
In like England. I want to say it's 21 because it takes me from Maribel to Manitowoc. I mean, she really, but it's phenomenal. And I got to be
I
honest.
I think that's, I we went and saw, well, not her, but remember at the Botanical Gardens?
Yep.
And,
oh, yeah.
And she.
The tribute.
Yeah.
It yeah.
was good. That was, I.
Wasn't it like 6 degrees that night or something?
No.
No, okay.
No, that was a good night. And it was, oh. Who was the other one? They did Tina Turner and someone else.
Aretha Franklin?
And Tina Turner, but she wore the clothes and everything.
Yeah.
And it was, I like that music a lot. She, but she moved on. She got all upset about something and then moved to, what, Switzerland?
Yeah, something. She, what, who, Tina, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, she moved, because she texted me. She's like, Johnny, I'm moving to Switzerland. But his taxes are killing
me. I think she
me.
Lived in England.
But England, that, okay. She's like, Johnny, I'm moving to England.
Family and stuff over
but,
there.
But did she move because she didn't feel like she was getting the respect of like a Taylor Swift or something?
Sure.
I don't know who it was.
Well, I mean,
oh,
but I she,
come on.
She still had, like over there, she still had huge fan, you know, base.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
She was huge there.
It's different over there, though. Their TV shows last 20 years because people put up with mediocrity to a certain extent over there. You know what I'm saying? Here, you might get 8 seasons. They've got shows that are running 20, 25 years over there. You know, Mr. Bean, for cripe's sakes, is still
yeah,
big.
What was
right?
the other one? Upstairs, downstairs,
yeah,
or something
like
something.
That. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did you ever live there, Todd?
I didn't live there, no.
But you do shows? Do you still do a show
there? I don't do shows there anymore, okay. No.
And do they really have bad teeth?
Ooh.
Do they? Is it from no fluoride or something?
They just don't take care of them.
Really? That's legit. That's a true thing.
No brushing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teeth breaking off in their mouth and they don't do anything. You know.
I got to be honest with you. You know who I give a lot of credit to? Dental hygienists.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
I'm going to have a good day, but I'm going to go put my hands in somebody else's mouth who hasn't brushed her teeth in 6 years.
And breathe their exhale.
My God almighty.
And scrape.
How do you do that?
That plaque off. And I know.
How is that humanly possible that you're okay with that?
Talk about give somebody a tip when you're done.
Oh,
tip those people.
And talk about somebody that does the dentist work. He just walks in.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know what? I've been fooled or whatever you want to call it. Last time I was at the dentist. No, not the time I was left. I was locked out.
Right.
The time I actually was allowed in the dentist's office. I thought the girl was a dentist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They'd seem that what she was doing, what she was saying, and looking at the x-rays.
Here's your Tina Turner. This is...
I left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day.
Let her sit, Jackie. She didn't need this harmony.
You know, if I could go back in time, you know who I'd take to the prom?
Who?
One of her backup dancers.
Oh.
They are smoking. Backup.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two people died after a semi collided with a van in Grand Chute on Monday morning. The accident happened at the intersection of West Wisconsin and North McCarthy Road and closed those roads for several hours while the crash was investigated. Police say the semi was traveling east on West Wisconsin when it hit the van. The driver and the passenger of the van were taken to the hospital where they died from their injuries. The identities of those involved have not yet been released. A man accused of causing the death of his one-month-old son after a night of drinking and co-sleeping made his initial court appearance yesterday. 35-year-old Michael Donnelly of Appleton is charged with reckless homicide for the April 2010 death. According to the criminal complaint, Donnelly at first denied drinking the night the baby died, but changed his story later. The criminal complaint does not say why the charges are being filed now, 15 years after the fact. Donnelly is being held on a $100,000 cash bond. He returns to court April 7th. 66-year-old Richard Klimek of Appleton was sentenced to 21 years in prison for several sexual assaults of children at a Wapaka County campground. Klimek was convicted of child enticement and repeated sexual assault of the same child. All of the victims mentioned in the criminal complaint were younger than 12 when assaulted. Some of the assaults happened in Klimek's Appleton home. Klimek will be on the sex offender registry for life and will have 7 years of extended supervision after his release. A case filed by Tesla in Outagamie County Circuit Court will not be tried in Appleton. Wisconsin has a law that prohibits factory stores from owning and operating dealerships, and Tesla wants an exception to that law. Circuit Court Judge Mitchell Metropoulos said on Monday that it makes more sense for the case to be heard where Tesla currently has showrooms in Madison or in Milwaukee, not in Appleton, where a potential dealership might open. Currently, Wisconsinites who want to purchase a Tesla have to travel to Illinois or Minnesota to pick the vehicle up. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, don't forget, coming up this morning after 7 o'clock, your chance to help us break into spring. It's your shot to win some great prizes, including cash, Chula Vista getaways, and Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. Plus, the grand prize, a brand-new queen mattress set from Verlo, includes mattress, sheets, and more. That's coming up this morning after 7 o'clock. The break into spring text to win statewide contest with Civic Media and your pals, John Mino and Jim Schmitz.
If you're going to do it, let's do it right.
You guys are live.
Yeah. Hey!
Hey!
Oh, hey!
Again, Tuesday, March 25th, it is 24 degrees in Green Bay, 25 in Appleton, 23 in Oshkosh, high today of 42. At least the streets are clear for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, the snowbanks, again, are just pure ice.
Yes. Well.
It's been a rough March. Hasn't it, though?
Yeah, but today's going to... You'll forget about it at noon today.
I was at the gas station yesterday, though, and I was just like, am I just getting soft in my old age? I'm tired of cold weather.
You know
I'm
what?
I'm tired of battling cold weather.
That is why I think it's, you know, to get away for a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, just a break.
Even with the kids, though, when they were young, even to go to the Dells.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like get away from looking out at that scene of, and the snow's gray. You know, it's not pretty.
It's just ugly.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree.
No Christmas lights.
I don't think the Dells was ever relaxing, though. You know, I mean, a million people. And I told you about my incidents there I had.
Yeah.
Where I got pulled out of there and whatever.
Because you drowned, like, in the waiting pool or something?
I didn't drown. I had my knee tore up, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
There's a difference. I still got the scar like you can't believe.
That's right. You, like, flipped over or something, right? In the Lazy River?
Lazy River.
Started bleeding. Yeah. Lazy River.
Yeah, had to clear the whole thing out, right? Yeah.
Kids were yelling and screaming, Mommy, there's blood in the water.
Yeah.
Yep. Shark.
Then I told you about going down that big slide, what happened?
Those slides are good. I didn't, where were you at?
I don't know.
Noah's Ark?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
The Black Wolf?
I have no idea. They're all the same.
What happened on the slide?
They kind of are. But
you're supposed to keep your legs together.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
When I hit, it's like somebody just took a running start and kicked me right between the legs as hard as they could. And I was keeled over, and the young kid had helped me to the fence, to hang on to the fence, so I didn't throw up.
I'm sure he's telling that, oh, this old dumb.
I wasn't even that old. Just dumb and white. Today is waffle day. I've never gotten into waffles.
Oh, what?
No. That's like, no.
To me, it's like, okay, you have French toast, you have a pancake, or you can spend the effort to make a waffle.
But waffles are, waffles don't have any taste. Like,
I agree.
Like, French toast has taste. They're bland.
Pancakes don't have any taste without syrup and stuff on
them. Yeah, you're right.
And I don't know about that. I think if you just had a pancake, there's a little sweet in the pancake mix, a little bit. I think waffles are bland. I do.
I agree with that. But although I will say this, you feel pretty special when you're staying in a hotel and you figure out how to use that waffle maker in the morning.
Flip it over.
Yeah. Because the first time I did that, I didn't know how to do it. And I got made a mess and it spilled. Yada, yada, yada. But once you conquer that, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm a world traveler. Look at me. I'm making my own waffles.
Because of people like you, they pre-pour it in a little cup now.
Yeah.
Because or else you put too much in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that part's cool.
That is. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But you're a waffle guy, Todd?
Oh, I love them.
Okay. Have you ever been, there's a place in Milwaukee that's supposed to be really popular. Correct me if I'm wrong. Waffles and fried chicken?
Yes. That's
a thing.
They have that.
Okay.
They have that at the Northland.
They do?
Yes. That's a thing. That is.
I can't think of two things more weird I've brought together.
My son-in-law bought it. Yes. Waffles and chicken are.
Is it a breakfast?
Yeah, brunch.
I think you can, but I think it could also be lunch or something like that, too.
Wow. Isn't that the weirdest combination, though? Fried chicken and waffles? No.
Now, Jim.
Would you have fried chicken and a pancake?
Jim, do they put syrup on the waffle or do they put like a country gravy or something?
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, I didn't have it.
And okay,
I don't like waffles, and I'm not the biggest guy on fried chicken either. So I just saw it on the menu. I thought, wow, but they have unique things on that menu.
Yeah, but there's actually, aren't there restaurants in Milwaukee that's their specialty?
Waffle House.
Could very well be.
No, I think there's places. Somebody help me out here. Text us if you get a chance. Is there like a waffle chicken house in Milwaukee where it's all they serve is waffles and chicken together? I think there is. I'm just being honest. All right. Somebody let us know.
Wow.
Top 10 chicken and waffles in Milwaukee. Mad Rooster Cafe is one of them.
Okay.
What else we got? Daddy's Soul Food Grill.
Oh, I've been there.
Tupelo Honey Southern Kitchen and Bar. That sounds good.
That sounds good.
What's Tupelo?
Mississippi, home Elvis Presley.
That's right, man.
That's right.
Front Porch is an awesome restaurant down there.
Honey Butter Cafe, Zister's, Uncle Wolfie's Breakfast Tavern. Ooh, that sounds good.
Does Honey Butter. Anything with honey butter sounds good.
Really?
These places sound great.
They do.
It's a thing.
I want to go to them.
Okay. We're not going to do that. That's out of our. We have to find something in our listening area that's waffles and chicken that we can go try. I'd like to do that because
I would too.
I've never had it. I've seen it, so
I would like to try it.
And you're right. That is whoever came up with that.
Yeah.
And to have restaurants specialize in it, that's pretty cool.
So we got this in from Mike in Green Bay. Mike says chicken and waffles, very big deal, especially as you go south. That's true.
Yeah.
Oftentimes they'll have specialty syrups, and it can be extremely good.
When you say go south in Wisconsin or south,
south, south, south, south, south, south, south, south. Specialty syrups.
Delicious. Delilah's has chicken and waffles, according to Mike.
All right. That's right here.
Really?
We had breakfast there.
They're great. I mean, they got great breakfast.
Yeah.
They really do. Okay, I love their omelets. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They use a pimento cheese, which makes such a difference in that omelet. I would, you know what? To my dying day, I want to learn how to make a good omelet. Whenever I go to a restaurant for a breakfast, that's the only thing I ever order. I always order an omelet, and they're always so good. And I even got an omelet machine. But the bottom part always gets burnt.
You're cooking it too long.
You're not flipping
it
too high.
But if you don't, then the other part is too raw.
No, you got to flip it over.
Yeah. And the other thing about a waffle
is... But then
they
fall apart when you try to flip them.
Scrambled eggs and waffles are a little bit better if the eggs are just a little runny.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, go back to the chicken waffle thing then.
Yeah.
Okay, so when they say chicken, are they talking like only fried chicken? Or do they bring out
fried chicken. Yep, chicken tenders or chicken breast or something like that. Fried.
With waffle, I wonder how syrup would be on fried chicken.
I bet you
that
it's
actually
good.
Sounds good.
That sounds really good.
Okay. So Delilah's has that.
All right. We have to do it though before April 1st, my diet starts. So what is today? If we're gonna do that, Johnny, we gotta do it this week.
I literally want to do that. All because I've always been. It's like, who in the world would eat fried chicken and waffles together?
Well, if there's restaurants that specialize in it, a lot of people.
But we don't know if they're successful.
He's at the top 10, means there's more than 10.
Anybody can start one up. Wow.
All right, we're going to do that.
Okay.
All right.
So, today is National Waffle Day. It's Maryland Day. Maryland is like the dumbest state. Isn't it, though? Do you ever see that show? And I'm just saying this. Do you ever see that show, How States Got Their Shapes?
No.
No.
Okay, it's a great show. And it's actually really fascinating. And Michigan is one of them. You know, the UP belonged to Ohio.
Yes.
And then they threw it in as a whatever.
Because there was a little strip of land around Toledo that they couldn't agree on.
That's what it was.
Right?
You're exactly correct.
And they said, well, we're going to give this to Ohio, but then we'll give you this land up there.
100% correct. Yeah. So you got that. But have you ever seen the shape of Maryland? Look close at it. It's the weirdest thing. They got that one little panhandle type thing that's like 4 miles long, but goes like for 100 miles. It's crazy. Just saying. I'm big into state shapes. I don't know why. I just am. It's like when you're because I always wanted to be a surveyor. Okay. I was going to be a surveyor. I still might. But I always thought that they should have did things a little bit more symmetrically. But got Chad here in De Pere says Fireside and Egg Harbor has an excellent chicken and waffle plate for dinner. Thank you, Chad. Hey, Todd, the ones you kind of got, do you still have the ones that you kind of got rid of? The texts they just had there?
Yep. Here they come.
Pull those because I want to talk. We were talking about some of the great people that have come here in concert. Got this one from Terry. My first concert, 1971, Pure Prairie League at Lawrence Chapel in Appleton. I was 14 years old. Seymour back in the day had great concerts. Alan Jackson, Faith Hill, George Jones. I'm going to throw in George Thorogood. I remember when he was there. Got this one from William. I had breakfast with Charlie Pride at the Holiday Inn in 1985. Well, he was the big act at the Marathon County Fair. William.
Now that's cool.
I've heard in talking with radio people over the years, countrymen, they say Charlie Pride was the nicest guy they
absolutely
ever met.
Absolutely.
They say to like a person. We say, who are the good guys? I always do this. Who are the good guys? Who are the jerks?
Yeah.
I always do that. Charlie Pride, always best guy.
Lou Rawls, not a nice guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
We had a practice, and he was not nice to
You know, if I met him, you know what I would say? I said, you'll never find another lady like love. Mine.
Yeah.
Who
Charlie Pride
for you.
Interesting.
Like I do.
Interesting story on Charlie, too. I mean, like, they didn't want him to go out on stage when his records were hitting because he was black,
right?
And so there was a lot of fear about that. And the first couple shows he did, they were really worried about how the audience was going to take him. And it ended up, he won him over and everything.
I've heard that, too, about, you know, they get the albums. You know, the guys have been playing his records, and then he gets the album in the mail, and it's like, oh, it's the wrong guy in the cover. Who's this guy? And they didn't know he was black.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen that, too.
RCA's top artist after Elvis Presley was that man right there.
Charlie Pride.
Really?
Had more hits than Elvis for RCA.
Come on.
Yep.
Wow.
You got to kiss an angel good morning.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could do all the. We should do a show one day, and people just throw out names of old country people, and I will.
Let's not
impersonate them. I think that'd be big.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I think that'd be a popular segment.
Yeah.
What we want here is ratings.
Right.
Is
yeah.
what we're looking for,
right.
John.
Right. Not
quick poll.
Not correct.
People, would you want that one day where you just toss me out old country singers and I will impersonate them? I'd be willing to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure you
would. For
like
a fundraiser. But it, you know, they got to pay.
Then it'd be a pay not. Then I'd have to.
No, they got
to pay
$5
for tone deaf old people. Right, is that what the fundraiser is for?
I'd have to outbid them so you wouldn't sing. So it would be a fundraiser.
Todd, right. I thought you were on my side.
I usually am.
Todd,
I
just who gave you $1,000 to get your head shaved?
It wasn't $1,000.
Look, he's got a full beard already. It's not even a full week. He's got a full beard.
We actually got a text. Yes to John singing. What an incredible day and ratings that would be.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Julie.
Is that Sage?
No.
No, it's Julie.
Not Sage.
No, okay.
No, he's on the hotlines ringing on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Danica Patrick, happy birthday, 43. Only 43. Seems like she's been around a long time.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Nate Bargatze, one of our all-time favorite people.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see him in a couple of months.
Yep.
Sarah Jessica Parker, age 60. Elton John, 78. Paul Michael Glazer from Starsky & Hutch.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
okay,
Tom
T. Hall. Just finish. Gloria.
Gloria Steinem, 91. Gene Shalit.
He's still 99. Living.
He's still alive.
Wow.
That was great.
I used
seeing
to remember
him.
His movie reviews.
Remember his hair and mustache?
Absolutely.
Yeah. He had a shtick, boy.
Charlie Pride.
Yeah. Phenomenal. Hey, we got to start a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
But it sure seems warmer than it did. Sleeping in our king size bed.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Whenever I chance to meet
an old friend on the street. I can do Charlie Pride.
I think it should be, well, all right.
You think it
Boy,
should be
he had
what?
A great song though, didn't he?
It should be Charlie.
Yeah.
Or you. But yeah. Charlie and you.
It's not bad.
Not good.
I don't know about that.
You think we've had this conversation too. You think you're singing the same pitch
right.
and you're not.
Well, I can hear it, Jim. I don't know what you hear. Just being honest.
That's what they say about Tony.
To me, it sounds like
it sounds perfect.
Magic.
It does. It sounds like you're right on.
Yeah.
Yep. I know I've
okay,
I
we both have the same thing about sitting too close to people.
Yeah. We
do you have that, Todd?
Like
oh, yeah.
at restaurants.
Yes.
You know, so I was telling John, when we were on vacation, went to this restaurant, and for breakfast, I don't know why breakfast, they sit you closer. It seems that way. But anyway, and we're way too close to these people, and there was empty tables, like, in the restaurant. But I know the guy, you know, wanted to get everybody, you know. The waitress, this is your station, and you know you can work quicker if they're all close together. But no,
I know I'm like that. I just and I'll be honest with you. I think I'm a little bit loud sometimes when I talk.
No,
yeah,
John.
No, I've been told that. So I feel like if I'm in a restaurant and people are close, I almost have to like whisper, and I hate that feeling of being close to somebody when I eat.
I don't like when I'm talking about something and they chime in.
Oh, out of the blue.
Yeah, you know.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I did that. It's like, yeah, okay.
I just want to tell you, Florida in the summer, really humid.
Stay away.
Bugs, like you can't. I didn't mean to interrupt. I didn't mean to eavesdrop. I just got to tell you, I got a cousin that lives down there outside of Tampa. Well, it's not Tampa. It's Orlando. Whatever. It's down there.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's also kind of a New York thing, too, again, because of the density. But, you know, tables are close.
And I guess they're okay with it. They're just used to it, right?
Yeah.
But if you're from here and you go there.
Yeah, you want your own booth.
Yes.
I know.
Anyway, yes. But yeah. So anyway.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah. And also, today is Diabetes Alert Day. That's good. You know, I got my physical done the other day. And surprisingly, my glucose is high. That's my only negative is my glucose. Out of everything I have, you'd think I'd have a million things wrong with me. Glucose. My only thing that was
that's not good though, because that's sugar, which can lead to diabetes, and then your eyes and your feet go to hell. Yeah,
I know that. I know a little bit about it, Jim. Okay. I know.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
But that was my only thing. But here's the weird thing. You know what they told me to do? The one thing I do, and I even got in a. I bet nurses hate talking to me because I, huh? Nope.
What did they tell you to do? What it's obvious what you should do. Cut back on your sugar.
Right, but they don't say sugar.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Carbohydrates.
Yeah, which is sugar.
So cut back your carbohydrates.
Right.
See, when I tell people, you know, I'm on the no-carb diet, which I am, that's all I eat is keto bread, which, by the way.
Hold on. Back that up. No. Remember that's the birthday pie this weekend?
Right. That
was sugar. Yes. And
80% of a pie you ate in one sitting.
How'd you like that? How'd you like
really good.
City. Wasn't that amazing?
Oh, my gosh.
My son, Dom, for my birthday, got me a homemade baked coconut cream pie from the Union Hotel. I ate 98% of that pie within 24 hours, and I gave a piece to Todd just so I can honestly say, well, I didn't eat the whole pie.
Jim, you know how a piece of pie has a point on it? Yeah. The point wasn't even on it, so I didn't get a full piece. Yeah.
And you could see through the piece that John left.
I'm sorry. Oh, so a really good. Great pie. When you've got that sitting in your fridge, that's tough to pass up.
I don't.
That is.
It would sit in my fridge.
Really?
Yeah. No,
oh, man.
I like coconut.
I didn't even leave yesterday and I had that thing scarfed down. Yeah. And that's not like me.
Yeah. Okay. And wouldn't you have had another piece like 5 minutes later if you had it, Todd?
What's that?
Wouldn't you have had another piece?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because one wasn't enough.
No, it wasn't enough. It was so delicious because that, and the crust was so good. When you get a really good crust on a pie,
that's key.
That's like the best. Yeah. That was, you know what they don't, do they still make them? You used to be able to get them. I used to get them at Tommy's Byright in Nagani after a Little League game. They'd have those pies. And remember, they had coconut cream pies. And they were wrapped. You know, obviously, they were wrapped. And get that in a chocolate milk. And it was like the greatest thing ever. Do they still sell those? I don't think they make those anymore.
It looks like a turnover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they still make those? Yeah.
Those were super popular when we were in high school.
Oh, man, were they popular.
Yeah.
I never see those anymore, though. At, like, gas stations or anything like that.
I see a boxed form at Quick Trip now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. What about Little Debbie's? Do they still make Little Debbie's?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Go around.
That was a big thing. The peanut butter Little Debbie's. Oh, I got fired.
It's a little creepy, that's a weird name.
Let me roll tape on this. Yeah, here comes another story, Jim. Okay. I got fired.
I know.
From one of the weight loss advertisers.
That's right. Oh, radio. They always went to you radio guys because you're always overweight.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they put you on those with Shackley or whatever it's called.
They were crap. I mean, they were.
But I remember listening, and there was a period of time when a lot of you were on it.
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of money involved in that.
A lot of money.
But you got it for free, right?
Yes. But we had to lose. We got weight.
Yeah.
We literally had to lose weight. And I gained. I gotten good at this girl who was running the thing. Okay. And I'd say, hey, because this stuff tasted like garbage. It was, you'd get this little cardboard box of rice and you're supposed to put some, it's like, are you serious? This is, you know what I mean?
This is it for today.
Exactly. Yeah. And, but they had these little peanut butter bar type things for dessert. And you're supposed to have like one every 2 days. So she gave me like a box full. I got her something, yada, 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 yada. And that's all I ate was a peanut butter cup things. And I put on weight. I got fired. Remember those though, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was on them.
Mine was a drink. It was like this big bottle of stuff.
Murph was big on that. Oh. None of us lost weight.
Yeah.
Really? No.
But yeah, they did a lot of you radio guys. No, that wasn't. I got to think when that.
Early 90s.
Yeah.
Mid 90s. It was huge then. Huge.
Yeah.
I mean, how much money did those salespeople make on those things? Hey, Todd?
Tons of money.
Tons of money.
And they would critique your stuff on the air, right?
Yes. 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 Yes.
What was your commitment? Like, was it a month or 3 months or what?
I don't remember.
And was there
whatever their buy was.
And they would keep buying as long as they were selling product.
I got it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll
leave that alone.
Yeah.
No, we'll try something different. We'll try our own diets.
Hi, everybody. Let's go back to summer of 1974, celebrating Elton John's birthday.
You got it.
Did I hit that one?
You did.
Perfect. Yeah.
Benny and the Jets. Mono the Mayor. Back after this. You're gonna hear electric music,
solid balls of sound. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.